We're now joined by the head coach of the Mercer Lady Cardinals, Andrew Smith. I was just looking at the schedule for this week. I was going to take a sneak peek at the district bracket for next week, which I've got some inside info on. Well, not really inside info. It's kind of the brackets, but I haven't really taken a close look at the brackets yet. So at some point, I'll click this little button here on my computer. We'll take a look at the district bracket. But first things first, coach, you know your district seed, but you got some work to do this week. You want to build some momentum toward districts, and you certainly have ample opportunity with four games.
Absolutely right. We got the four seed in the district, and then we've got four more opportunities this week to get better and kind of fine-tune our game before we get into district play. So that's a nice thing, and also kind of a bad thing with only having six girls. We're gonna be well-worn by the time districts come.
So down to six girls, is that injury, is that illness, or is that just a variety of factors?
No, that was one of my freshmen. She played junior high ball this year, and so her eligibility has gone up now, so she doesn't have any more weeks left.
It was an odd week last week because as the HDC tournament wore on and I was getting the scores in, Coach, I think, you know, my storyline is going to Mercer's playing well. You know, you beat North Harrison on their floor, and you got a chance to play for a championship. And unfortunately for Mercer, the girls just couldn't get quite over the hump on Saturday.
No, it was kind of a mixture of a lot of things. We didn't shoot very well on Saturday, and we played really well against North Harrison. We kind of shot not our best, but we kind of average against them. And then on Saturday, we just didn't bring our shooting day. We shot about 30% from the floor from all over the place, and that's not very good. But I also give credit to East Harrison. They played a good defense against us and gave us some contested looks. So that's probably also why we didn't shoot very well. But on the same side, we kind of came out, I think, a little nervous in the first quarter. We gave up 17 points on the defensive end. And I'm sorry. And was getting confused on our defense a little bit and just locating the shooters. And once we got that fixed, we held them to about 10 points for the remainder of the each quarter. And now it was just kind of a mixture of things.
Yeah, we're both under the weather, so if I get a coughing fit, I'll have the same thing as you. So
yeah,
I'm crossing my fingers on my end. So Gilman City on Tuesday, Winston on Thursday, and then East Harrison on Friday. So yeah, you want to, and then Milan, of course, tonight. Well, let's talk about Milan, because it's a team that obviously a little bit bigger school than Mercer. And they like to up-tempo people, which, how do you feel like the girls have kind of adjusted to teams that like to press throughout the season, Coach?
Well, I think we've gotten a lot better at handling the press as of lately. I know that was one of our biggest Achilles heels coming into the season, and we really struggled with it the first quarter of the season. But I think that's something that we've gotten a lot better at. We've handled North Harrison's press, East Harrison pressed us just a tiny, tiny little bit, and but we've kind of proven to teams a little bit that we can handle the press and we can handle their pressure. So personally, I think we'll be okay with it as long as we can remember to, once we break the press, if we don't have the shot that we want, we pull it out and we'll get back set up into our offense. And you know, you're right, though. Milan does a good job of having a good tempo, and they'll force you into bad shots or rush shots or long twos, long contested twos, and that's what we can't have because they like to get up and run.
We talked a little bit in January about how Isabel Holt was expected to be one of your key cogs and certainly one of your physical front court players, and didn't score a lot in the semester before Christmas. And it looks like offensively, as her confidence has grown and her numbers have gotten better, the team has gotten better, Coach.
Oh, no, yeah. I've been telling her all year, it's like, hey, as soon as you figure out your role in offense and have confidence, our offense is going to get a lot better. And as of lately, the past about 2 weeks, she's been upping her shots and they've been taking really good shots. And that's been where the big difference is she's gotten more confidence in her mid-range jumper and then finishing at the rim. And so that causes the defense to pull out on her, and which opens up lanes more for people, other girls, to go attack the rim.
As much as you would have liked to win Saturday and get the conference title, Coach, you kept it at Mercer for another year because it had been years and years with this group that came through the last 8 years that Mercer had won that thing. The victory that you had in the semifinals against North Harrison, which kind of had established itself throughout the season as the team to beat in the HDC, that was a huge win for your program.
That was a huge win for our confidence with the girls. It was I think we match up well against North Harrison, and the girls believe that they can get the job done. And if we can get by round one of the districts, we'll go face North Harrison again. and have our little trilogy series come to an end. But no, that was a good confidence win for our girls.
You get a chance, and I know that there's three games between now and then, and they're all on the road, so Mercer's going to be tested this week. Milan, Gilman City, Winston, but you get a chance to avenge Saturday's loss against East Harrison on senior night.
Yeah, no, and I told the girls that after the game. I said, ladies, I said, hey, it stinks to lose, and we never want to have that feeling, but and I was in a tournament, but we get to go face these girls again next week, and so we don't have to sit on it very long, and so they were kind of excited about that. But.
As far as the North Harrison game goes, Coach, you had played them a couple of Saturdays ago on the 3rd and lost by 11, and you got to play them again on their floor, and you beat them. What changed the second time around?
We finished. The first time we played them, we were up by as much as 13 into the third, about 2 minutes left in the third quarter. And we kind of fell apart and didn't finish the ball game how we had started it. And so this game, I thought, the second time around, we played a full four-quarter game, and as the game wore on, our intensity got more and more and more. We didn't have a letdown or a drop-off or anything like that.
Yeah, if you happen to see North Harrison again, you can tell the girls, I'm sure the girls are thinking the same thing. Yeah, we split against them, but if you take it 8 quarters and say, okay, we won 3 of the quarters, they won maybe 2 of the quarters, but it was that fourth quarter the first time around that really hurt. You really, for 8 quarters, had the better of play against North Harrison.
And no, I did tell the girls that after the, before the game when we played them. I said, ladies, we outplayed them the first 3 quarters, and we gave it away in the fourth. And so I said, we have got to have a four-quarter game against these girls to beat them. They are a good team, and we cannot afford to have a letdown against them. Now, we did have a letdown the last about minute and a half trying to play with the lead, and being aggressive, but then still taking care of the ball. But we didn't surrender the lead. But it all just comes back to giving our girls confidence and believing in themselves and knowing that they have come a long way this year and that they can do some the good things this year in districts.
It's a 4-5 matchups at districts. It's a week from today, so we'll set that here. 6 o'clock next Monday for the district opener for Mercer. That is over at Albany. So there's a lot of things at play here, Coach. Your record is better than Albany's. But they come from a bigger conference, GRC. They play a little bit tough competition over there in the GRC West. If you move them into the HDC, their record is undoubtedly better, and you got to play Albany on their floor. It looks like a really competitive matchup.
No, it will be a very good game. and that's why I always say we're not overlooking Albany at all to go to North Harrison, because it's not a guaranteed victory against them just because we're the higher seed. Looked at us in the tournament, the last couple of tournaments we've been in. We've been the 7th seed and the 4th seed, and we made it to the championship in both of those. So the seeding-wise, I think we are very similar to Albany, and I think they've gotten better throughout the year. And I've got some film on them just kind of watching what they do already. So I think it'll be a very tight ball game.
Busy week for Mercer. It begins tonight across the dial on Z101.7 against Milan at 6. Coach, you'll see you over at the Milan gym. Good luck as you get ready for districts in a week.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.